The 92nd Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. Tasmanian devils have for some years been plagued with a mysterious and lethal cancer. Now the dog-sized mammals are fighting back by breeding at younger ages. Devils are furry marsupials, mammals that have no true placentas. Females usually have pouches to carry and suckle newborns. They reside only on the island of Tasmania, though fossil evidence suggests that long ago Tasmanian devils were spread across the Australian mainland. Devils are known for their offensive odor, disturbing screeches, and viciousness when they eat, mostly carrion. Today, the devil facial tumor disease is killing the animals within a year of reaching maturity. The infectious cancer is spread directly through biting. The tumors mainly affect adults at least 2 years old, causing death within months. After the disease emergence, precocial breeding by one-year-old females increased dramatically, increasing from less than 12% beforehand to between 13 and 83% afterwards. Reduced population density and reduced competition for food could be behind any growth spurts that allow juveniles to reproduce before their time.
The 92nd Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and is supported by the Angel Fund, the Cincinnati Zoo's program to save captive and wild cheetahs.